I was talking to a friend, talking about body image, and for some reason the topic shifted to pregnancy. I talked about how when I was pregnant, I feel like that was the sexiest period of my life. Obviously not the entire time, but talked about how my body changed. I lost a little weight and then I gained some. My breasts got larger and more sensitive. My nipples were always hard and always on this fine line between pleasure and pain, and they were darker and less rosy, as they're usually a lighter rosy pink, and they got more brown and bigger, I guess. My hips have always been wide, but they got a little wider, and my ass, surprisingly, my ass was the first place that I gained weight. It got big too. There was a point when I had just a chubby belly and a really, really big ass. My tummy got bigger seemingly overnight. Large enough that people either constantly assumed I was carrying twins or further along than I was, but I rather loved this little sign that I had life within me. I wore my size, my weight, the stretch marks that covered my tummy and breast and hips and probably a little bit around my ass too. I wore it with pride. I felt like a goddess. I was a goddess. I was hired at a large retail store at that time, and I actually enjoyed it. I was, I guess, because I felt so attractive. Even though I had to wear a uniform, I put myself together, or maybe, they just saw that I felt so attracted. I was flirted with daily, and this is in a town where appearances are very, very, they're like at the top of the list, and, I thought that was great. I was also horny nearly all the time during the later part of my pregnancy. Oh, I just had this near constant ache. I needed sex. I needed release. one person in particular that flirted with me was a fellow employee. He would not let up. He didn't give a damn that I had a ring on my finger and was pregnant. I turned him down every time because I was faithful. But I can't help but fantasize about taking him up on his offer. About, you know, just teasing him and flirting right back. The last time I saw him, the day before I had to leave work, I think about just, you know, what if I'd just taken his hand and kissed him? What if he led me back to an empty interview room? What if he shut the door, pushed me against it, and kissed me hard? I just turned on as he was, pulling my shirt off and pushing down my bra and kissing my huge breast, sucking my nipples, just begged for attention. I wouldn't have much time. Oh, we wouldn't want to be caught. And quite frankly, with the tension built up, we just needed release. I just think of him pushing my work pants and my panties down, bending me over the desk and fucking me. God, I just needed a good hard fuck. I just needed a fuckus. I still need a good hard fuck just thinking about it. About putting so many others before myself, and just for 1 minute giving into that growing lust and passion inside me. Just giving in and being fucked as I desperately needed at that point. Oh, but... Oh, God. Just having to be quiet. Oh, I gotta be quiet, right? I don't want to be caught. Don't want to be caught fucking my coworker over a desk. Oh, because how would that look, right? How would that look, being bent over and fucked up? My co-worker at work. Oh, God. Damn it. Oh, God, God, God. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh. 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 Shit. Oh, shit. Then after, we would straighten up as best as we could. He would kiss me and we would just walk out and continue with our work. There was just something about my body going through the changes it did and probably the hormones. I had the physical beauty that I feel that every pregnant woman has, and the fantasies I had back then were just so fucking vivid. I felt like I wasn't merely a pregnant woman. I wasn't just myself for 9 and a half months. I was a goddess.